a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Tenno, our fog correspondent, joins us on the line now. Hello, Tenno.
Morning.
Let's start with getting what everyone wants to know out of the way. Any fog in Curlewis at the moment?
No fog, Curlewis, from Curlewis to Corio. No.
Okay. Beautiful. The other reason why you've called Tenno is because I was saying I'm watching The White Lotus, the latest series, no spoilers, but there's a character that takes tablets all the time and he takes them dry, okay? And I just think this is a Hollywood lie, isn't it? Because no one takes tablets dry and they seem to do it a lot in the movies. You've caught up with your thoughts.
I was diagnosed with ADHD very young, and the only way I could take the medication back then from when I was 14 was just straight down the gullet, no water.
Wow. So that was your preference. You did that by choice.
Yeah. If I could get to it, yeah, I'd do it, but I'd prefer no water, straight down.
Okay. Can I ask you a bit of a gross question?
Go for it.
Do you make your mouth moist, in a sense? Do you save up a bit of... Because Chris from our music guru, Workdays Chris, he messaged and said, have you never built up saliva in your mouth and then swallowed a tablet? And I'm like, maybe. I don't know. Is that what you do?
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what I was going to say. So you build it up a little bit, get the moisture going, and then straight onto the tongue and see you later.
Yeah, right.
Like a snake, like how they milk snakes. You milk yourself.
Don't say milk. Don't say milk.
That's what they do, though.
I don't know if we're milking ourselves.
No, don't. He's our fog correspondent.
Sorry.
Not coming out.
Cannot talk about milking our fog correspondent, please. Thank you. Tenno, you have a beautiful weekend, brother. Always good to catch up with you.
You too, guys.
Thanks for keeping us in the loop, both mouth-wise and fog-wise.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Usually I like to sort of, if I do talk serious stuff, I like to wait till Cameron Ling's here, so I've got sort of a serious sounding board instead of someone that's just going to sort of have a go at me.
But I do just have a go too if things are serious.
Yeah.
I smile sometimes when things are bad that are told to me, and that's just something that's wired wrong, so I'm just letting you know.
Quite often, though, when things do get uncomfortable, you sort of just go blank, and it's because your brain goes, you can stay, but I'm leaving. Everybody has their ups and downs with mental health over the journey, and, last 6 months has not been super fun for moi.
I've had some
challenges, some learnings, been working on it, sort of working through some stuff, trying to just be the best me that I can be.
I love that for you, honey.
Thank you, mate. And, you have setbacks and you have sort of, stuff that you find out and you're like, Anyway, it's been quite interesting. But this morning I had a real moment and I was like, hey, do you know what? I think it's going to be okay. I think I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
All right. And it was an unconscious thing that happened, and I'm just so happy that I'm just going to go into the weekend like
flying.
Yeah, flying. There's rainbows and birds and lollipops and that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So As I come to work, I'll park sort of down towards Western Beach.
Yeah.
And then I like to walk into town, and then because it's a lovely walk. It's a bit scary, dark and early in the morning to walk to work, but then the trade-off is I get such a lovely walk back to my car. Along the water there past the fish and chip shop that floats on the water. I mean, who would have thought? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this morning I did my usual drive in, had my coffee, my cookies as I'm driving, chocolate chip cookies, that's what I like to do.
Really?
Yep. Pull up to my regular park, which is just sort of before the convention centre. Actually, I probably won't give too much more detail.
Yeah.
Think about it. Yeah. Pulled up, grabbed my bag, threw my jacket on because it was a little bit chilly, bag, got my coffee in my hand, get out of the car, close the door, sort of step onto the footpath. Was like it's grass there, And as I'm walking away, I take my keys out of my pocket. I look at the car. I click, and the lights go bing, and I just walk.
Yeah.
I didn't do a double lock. Even though I saw it lock, I just did one lock of the car.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just walked on with my, I just went on with my day.
Oh my God.
Everything's going to be okay, mate.
Mate, that is growth. That is growth.
Personal development from me.
What?
As someone who usually does one, two, and then maybe as I'm like real far away, try a third.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Because I just doubt, honey. And then I doubt, and then I redoubt. Yeah. Not anymore, babe.
Oh my God, things have changed.
I fixed it.
You fixed it.
Up here and in here.
Oh my God.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I want to chat about this footage that's going viral on TikTok, and it's basically got someone's filming an audience enjoying a show and it's a concert.
Do you know who the concert is? I could sort of... put some mood music
Ukrainian
on.
Singer Dmytro Volkanov.
Dmytro.
You're not even spelling Dmytro correct.
No, we don't have him.
We don't have that one. But he was performing and people were, as is a normal performance, you've got what I assume is general admin down below where people can stand up and have a good time, and then you've got the seating. So we're in the seating section here.
Okay.
And, you know, it's quite packed. There is a woman who's standing up with her friend during one of the songs, and a woman two rows back taps her on the shoulder and says, can you actually sit down?
Oh, okay.
Because everyone else is sitting down and only her and her friend are standing up, right?
Yeah.
Woman number one at the front with her friend says, nah. So woman number two behind her who's cracked it, because woman number one keeps dancing, woman number two pushes her a little bit in the shoulder, like, nah, seriously, sit down.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Woman number one turns around with her mate and says, don't even, like, I don't care, I'm not sitting down. This is, I'll parrot, I mean, you know, I'm looking at the footage and I'm like, okay.
Okay, yeah. You also don't speak Ukrainian.
Well, exactly. And woman number two, then, when woman number one keeps dancing, decides to grab woman number one's ponytail and kind of yank it a little bit to be like, sit down.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So a bit of a you know, argy-bargy happened.
Yeah.
And that's where it ends. So you don't kind of see what happens afterwards, whether she sat down or not.
Well, punch-ons ensued, I imagine.
Well, probably.
You can't pull another person's ponytail without expecting sort of retribution.
Yeah, if you've ever been yanked on the, like, ponytail, it's not a fun time.
Why did your face not match your words then?
I kind of agree, though, with woman number two. You know what?
With the puller. You're a puller.
I'm with her.
What?
You know what? If everyone's sitting down and we've all bought seats to sit, don't you stand up. No, I just want to have a good time.
Oh,
I don't care.
I think you've got to assume you're at a concert.
Go get general admin then.
No, you can't stand up for one song.
You can't stand up the whole time. Because you know what? Sometimes people have to sit for reasons that you don't know about.
Yeah, true. But that lady, she wouldn't have stood for the whole concert. She might have sat down at some point.
She had the vibe that she was standing for the whole concert with her friend.
No, you can't say that.
No, you can. And no, it's kind of like, sorry, if you're in the seated area, unless everyone's getting up for the big finale or something, I'm no fun. I don't care. I know I'm not fun. People used to call me the wet blanket. I don't care. I want to sit and enjoy it. I don't want to have to stand up. My feet hurt. My back hurts. Then people are in my space. When I've got my seat, it's my safe space and no one can come into it. Mm. And then when people start standing up and dancing, it gets all muddled and I don't like it.
Nah. You can definitely, if you're in the seated area, you've got to understand that people want to boogie and want to get up and about. Like, for example, I totally acknowledge that I probably won't be the first person to stand up because that's a bold move.
Well, right? Exactly.
That is a bold move. Mm. But once one goes, then you start feeling like, oh, maybe I could do it too. If someone else is standing up, I'll stand up as well. And then all of a sudden everyone's standing.
Yeah,
and
then
great
people
old
that
time.
Just want to sit have to stand because then they can't see anything. It sucks.
Nah. Nah, I reckon you got to expect a bit of that gear.
No, I don't.
It's like short people going to a concert. Just assume that you're not going to be able to see anything, but you're there for the fun.
But imagine if we all sat, short people could see. Exactly my point. Mm. Ha ha! 52232955. Do you agree with me? You a bit of a wet blanket? Fine, we're not fun, but we're practical.
You want people at concerts in the seating section to sit and only sit?
Yes, you can enjoy yourself sitting. We're all here. If you want to stand and you want to dance, go to the general admin.
All right.
Or I will pull your ponytail.
So much fun. Yeah, so much fun.
There's just rules to life. And if we abide by them, then we all have a good time.
52232955. All right, Mum.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We're going to a Ukrainian concert for this story where Ukrainian singer Dmytro Volkanov.
I found him.
Я не буду пити більш ніколи у житті. Я не буду пити, Господи, мене прости. Я не буду пити, чесно.
I mean, it's dancey kind of stuff.
Like
it's up and about, and
you know, I like it.
He's very handsome in an Eastern Bloc kind of way.
In what way?
He looks very Euro.
Oh, okay. Now, we don't know if that's got swearing in it or not.
No,
it doesn't
terribly
really
sorry.
Matter.
Terribly sorry.
But we're talking about him because at his concert, some women got into a bit of a biff.
Yeah.
They were in the sit-down portion of the arena,
mm-hmm.
and woman number one stood up with her friend to dance to Dmytro, right? She was like, oh, everyone's sitting down around me in the normal seating area. They've paid for tickets and everyone wants to sit, but I'm going to stand. Mm. And so a woman two rows behind her pushed her. She didn't sit down, so then she yanked on her ponytail. And then after that, the vision ends, so we don't really know what happened. But I said, yeah, I'm with woman number two.
You're with the hair puller.
I'm with the hair puller.
You hate someone standing up at a concert in the seated area.
Yeah, I get it. If it's like, you know, it's we're playing Billy Joel's You're Always a Woman to Me, and we've all got to get up, but or something else that is
relevant. Why don't you pick something that's actually danceable? I mean,
of all the songs that you could have chosen. I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If we're paid for seating, I want to sit. If you want to stand and dance, go in general admin.
Sometimes that sells out. On 52232955, Dave in Hamlin Heights, what do you reckon? Do you have to sit in the seated section?
I'm with you, Tom. Sometimes it does sell out, and if that's the only tickets that I get, I'm standing up and dancing.
Screw everyone else, so is Dave's motto.
You are the wet blanket here, Log.
I am the wet blanket, but yeah. I just...
Yeah, well, I was kind of thinking a soggy blanket so we can start calling you soggy. Instead of
the log. I will not be allowing that to happen.
Yeah, Dave loves to dance. Dave loves to dance. You cannot stop him. It's within him.
Oh, my God.
Sharon's in Mount Dunede. Shaz, what do you reckon, mate? Morning. What do you reckon?
I'm Team Tom. Sorry, Loggy.
That's all right.
We went, perfect example, recently saw Hoodoo Gurus at Deakin.
Yeah.
And they needed to feed off the crowd. They actually asked everyone. There's no standing at that venue, so they actually asked everyone, like, please dance because we need to feed off your energy. So, and obviously, the age of, like, the general age of people at that concert was on the higher side and probably couldn't stand for a full concert anyway.
Yeah.
But, like, you just have to dance when you have to dance.
Look, if you're instructed to, then yeah, I would. You know me, I follow the rules. So if they said get up, then I'd have to get up. I don't have to be happy about it.
Look, some of us do have joy within us, don't we?
I know it's
not
hard.
All of us, but some. Jack in Whittington, what do you think, mate? Can you dance in the sitting section?
No.
Oh, yes,
come
Jackie.
On now.
No. I'm short, and even people sit in front of me,
yeah.
I'm still struggling. I love to dance, but me and my friends, we always go to the end of the aisle, and we dance there, and we can stay there as long as we like.
Sounds like a fire hazard, Jackie.
Hey, listen, we dance up a storm.
Yeah.
Yes, an electrical storm.
Yeah, okay.
Which causes fires.
Yes, right.
Cut a rug and then torch it. All right, mate. Well, good on you. Okay, that's two for me, one for you. That's a win for me. I would like to also, I think the defining, like this would be the decider, is the fact that when Volkanov plays... Can't help yourself, can you? Because you're up and you're dancing. You're not sitting, are you?
Damn it.
You got me. You were clicking and you were dancing. Yep. Can't stop yourself. I challenge you to sit for a whole concert in a seat and listen to this gear.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.